If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim and have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure how to get started, reach out to us. Go to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claim discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters of the uniform. Yes, it's time again for Doc on the Road. Now, as I go through a number of different ideas that are sent to me and a number of different concepts to talk about, I actually came up with one on my own on this one. And it's due to a personal situation that has just happened to me. I wanted to talk to you guys just for a little bit. If you have relatives that are brothers and sisters of the uniform, and I mean all relatives, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, anybody like that, that are now serving or served before you or during the time you were serving, you know, it's always kind of good to reach out and see if you can get a bit of some of their stories. When I was a kid, I talked to my grandfather about the Aleutian Islands. He was actually there during that little bit of a conflict there. And to bring up a certain point that I wanted to touch on today is talking to my father. My father grew up in a small town in Kentucky. I mean, small, real small town. And then he joined the Army, but he already had a successful career going on, but decided he needed to do his part and join the Army. When he joined during early on in his service period, they noticed that he was real stoic and never really cracked a smile and was really good at twirling the rifle. So he became part of an honor group. And this honor group would actually play in shows and do all kinds of number of different things to support the troops and funerals and stuff like that. And he was always dressed to the T, you know, spit shine boots. And I know some of you younger veterans, you don't know what spit shine means, but I check with an older veteran, he'll tell you real quick. Now, while he was doing this, I remember a story that he was telling me where he was the most scared he's ever been in his whole life. He was actually called, given a real rifle, and put on a ship and was headed to the Bay of Pigs. But then also he told me the most relieved he ever was coming back from there where they turned around and he didn't have to participate in it. That was that dangerous. Just hearing that story and knowing the different stories that bounce around in my head. And for some of you, you know, my brother, Brad, he's got stories too that bounce around in his head. But, you know, it's kind of cool to see the similarities and stuff like that. That also helps us out with the community as we learn from other veterans during their service period where they also experience something slightly different or something that's compatible with us. I know that when I think about when I see those old pictures of him dressed with the white laces and the black boots and all the white cords and all that kind of stuff for the honor group and seeing how he stood and how he, you know, looked out as he was doing his thing, it reminds me of a number of our senior veteran coaches, Caleb and also Daryl. Both of them are SVCs here at VACI. And they were serious Marines and had that stoic look about them. I never got that from my father. I've always been kind of the jokester and kind of the guy that looks to find humor in almost anything. But they have that stoic, real personal look. Stacey Allen is also an SVC here too. And also has that stoic look, that statesman type of look. And I always was really impressed with guys that actually could do that. And further along with my point here, all the SVCs, Donnie Witten also has kind of a stoic look to him, but he also has a kind of a side like I have, like he likes to joke a little bit. And then we have Mr. Adultery, Aaron. He also could be stoic, but also can actually joke around a little bit. And then I know that we also have a senior veteran coach, Elizabeth Hash, that also taught me a lot about other things, how it's different on the other side of the spectrum to where she was serving and how things were different, especially with women, our sisters in the service. So by learning all these different things from all these different service people, I get a truer picture of when I'm working with veterans and have something to rely on while I'm talking to them and actually trying to find the best way forward for them. So it's really easy, and we have a great cast of senior veteran coaches that handle themselves in a number of situations that I learned from. And also, I learned personal things about this type of thing, to where me and Aaron Daughtry, we've actually built a pretty good brotherhood just off of some of the stuff that we shared with each other. And it's really cool to see that. And knowing that, you know, he's from a completely different service than I was and has completely different experiences, but yet we still had the same feelings and same thoughts and stuff like that. So I urge you, as you go along with this process, that you reach out to other veterans, get that different feeling, get those different things going to where you can actually understand other people, because it will help you along the line when you get to your point and you start helping veterans and we start building this community even stronger. It's really cool to actually know some of these things. Now, Travis Odom, he is another senior veteran coach that I really have some respect for and admire. He comes off as the tough cop type of service member, but you give him a chance, he will definitely joke around with the best of us. So all these guys and ladies will lead you down a path to where you can actually understand a little bit more about the whole veteran experience. And as we build this community, that's actually pretty important. So I urge you to reach out to those family members, reach out to those friends, other relatives that you have that could teach you a little bit about, you know, something, and you might learn a little bit about what they went through, and it will help you as you go along and as you meet other veterans. I always am just completely amazed at sometimes when I'm hearing stories going like, oh man, that's almost the same exact thing that I remember I went through. But yet they were in the Navy and I was in the Army. And it's just kind of cool to hear that. Or they were in the Marines and I was in the Army. It's just really cool to hear all that kind of stuff. And as you do become a member of VACPI and you start getting involved with the classes that we teach to help out through the process, and there's one particular class, it's called Coffee with the Coaches every morning during the weekday. And this is an excellent class because this is one that we can actually all come together. And we could be talking about the whole process of doing a claim or understanding CMPs or understanding how the math for VA works. But yet we can also find out little bits and pieces about each other. Like they say, you know, I have a son that's serving now and he's going through this. Or I have a daughter that's serving now and they're going through this. It's kind of cool to already have some of that basic background because of the veterans that you talk to that maybe might help a little bit. And again, the whole idea is to build this community to where it's stronger and we actually look out for each other. And I think this is definitely a good thing to have. Now, the reason I bring this up is because you never know when things change. And as we go through our lives and stuff like that, we never know when things happen and you might miss the opportunity to learn just a little bit more about a relative that served. And that's always going to be a real positive thing because it makes you really think about the time you serve. And I'm bringing this up because just recently, matter of fact, this weekend, we lost my father. And it was kind of cool to have those thoughts going through my head, as well as thoughts when I was a kid, he was coaching basketball or he was coaching baseball. And you know, just knowing all the things that he did. Now, he got back into music right after the Army, and to see that work ethic that he had, it's because of what he did in the Army, the spit shines, the making sure every crease was perfect. And when I was a kid, I would ask him, why did you do that kind of stuff? And he's like, oh, because the veteran earned it. The veteran deserved this. And that's why I'm like going, it goes right back into what Brian Reese has always told us. We deserve this. So we need to keep going for it. And it's kind of cool how all that combines in there because those two never met each other, but yet they were still teaching me the same type of lessons even from an early age. And because of that work ethic, it's taught me how to be and how I went for to become a psychologist, how I went for everything, just like a bull in a china shop, just took things out if I needed to. And if I needed it, I kept it. So I just kind of ran through everything, but it's because of the work ethic that they learned and the work ethic that they've taught us. And we need to keep doing the same thing as veterans come to us at the starting point, and we need to make sure that they understand, hey, look, this is going to be a process and we need to get through this. Now, if you're looking for a coach, you'll see down in the show notes an email to get a hold of me or a link to go ahead and become a referral. Or if you know of a veteran that is looking for something, help them become a referral. You have the link, you can show them, and we'll help them get along their way. And like I said, the reason I've mentioned all the SVCs is because the SVCs are running teams of a number of different veterans or non-veterans that actually come together as a team, but also have different flavors to them and stuff like that. So if you're looking for a different type of coach, definitely get a hold of us. Definitely go ahead and click that link and find out more about what we can actually help you do. Or even if you have just a couple of questions about how does this work. Again, building the community is the most important part. And that's one of the biggest missions that I've had and the biggest missions that VACI has is to build a community of veterans and brothers, sisters of the uniform that can actually help each other through all these processes. So go ahead, reach out to family members, reach out to people that you may have met along the way and find out what their service was like. It's always interesting to find out the differences and also the similarities. So love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode and also look forward to working with you if you decide to go ahead and join. But I urge you to go ahead and do this because one, you deserve it. You earned this. I love all you guys, all my brothers and sisters of the uniform. This is Doc. Out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even get rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported more than 15,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their ratings. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call with one of our team members by going to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill to speed up your claim and increase your rating.